From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China has said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met with President Xi Jinping in Beijing during a three-day unofficial visit, pledging to work for a denuclearized Korean peninsula. Mr. Xi also accepted an invitation to visit the North. But Tufts University assistant professor Sung-Hyun Lee said he remains skeptical of the North's pledge to denuclearize.
Kim is rehashing what his father has said, what Kim Il-sung, his grandfather and founder, has said, which is that North Korea is committed to denuclearization of the Korean peninsula. But what does that mean? Why don't they say denuclearization of North Korea? We know that there are no nukes in the South.
In Seoul, Unification Ministry spokesman Baek Tae-hyun reacted to the news. He said the improvement in the North Korean-China relationship will be helpful solving the peninsula's nuclear and peace issues. Chinese diplomat Yang Jiechi is to brief South Korean officials on the talks Thursday. Mr. Kim and President Moon Jae-in are to meet next month. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, meanwhile, said his government views the Kim trip to China with extreme interest, but urged no easing of sanctions absent concrete actions. China also said it briefed President Donald Trump on the visit. Several Kenyan journalists resigned Tuesday from the country's top media group, accusing it of allowing the government to interfere with editorial decisions. Maina Kai is a Nation newspaper columnist.
We refuse to continue to cloth the loss of editorial independence and media freedom at the Nation Media Group with respectability.
The eight writers who resigned said the Nation Media Group, which published the widely read Daily Nation, is too close to the ruling party. This is VOA News. The fallout from the poisoning of a former Russian double agent in Britain continues. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis called the use of a nerve agent on Sergei Skripal an act of attempted murder. London said the Kremlin was implicated. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said more than 20 countries now have expelled 150 Russian diplomats in protest.
As we have said before, the United States is open to building a better relationship with Russia, but the Russian government must understand that there are serious consequences for its destabilizing actions. This large and growing global response makes it clearer than ever that an improved relationship will only be possible if the Russian government changes its behavior.
Russia has denied any role in the March 4th attack, has called the West's response provocative, and vowed to retaliate. Four Serb members of the Kosovo government Tuesday withdrew from the government coalition to protest what they called attacks on the people and representatives of Serbia in the ethnically Albanian-majority country, which split from Belgrade in 2008. Goran Rakic, leader of the Kosovo Serbs, said the so-called Serb list is leaving government, can no longer support it. Monday, police used tear gas in Mitrovica to disperse protesters outside a meeting that was aimed at improving relations and briefly detained Marko Djuric, head of the Serbian government's office for Kosovo. In Egypt, it's all about turnout as the country enters a third and final day of voting in a presidential election widely expected to result in the re-election of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Voting in Egypt is mandatory. Those who don't cast ballots could face fines of up to £500. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Tuesday ordered the military to take control of the country's borders as Turkey threatened to go after Kurds that it sees as a security threat. Iraqi Prime Minister said he spoke by phone with his Turkish counterpart who affirmed Iraqi sovereignty. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on the weekend announced operations in Sinjar in northern Iraq to clear the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, fighters. Mr. Abadi pledged to prevent what he called foreign fighters from launching cross-border attacks. Ethiopia's ruling coalition has voted Abiy Ahmed, an ethnic Oromo, as the new prime minister following the resignation of Haile Mariam Desalegn last month, a move to encourage reform and quell sporadic and violent unrest that has left hundreds dead in the Horn of Africa country since 2015. The government twice has had to impose emergency measures to contain unrest in Oromia province over land and rights abuses. The former chairman of Hong Bong Insurance Group, Wu Xiaohui, is contesting all charges against him in a high-profile trial now underway in Shanghai. Wu is charged with economic crimes, including fraud and the embezzlement of billions of dollars. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.